The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Portions of the following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Cohen said, though, in that open testimony, he had no direct evidence of collusion with Russia. The Senate Intel chairman also said, at this point, no evidence of collusion at this point. Have you seen, do you have direct evidence of collusion with Russia?
Well, I think there is direct evidence in the emails from the Russians through their intermediary offering dirt on Hillary Clinton as part of what is described in writing as the Russian government effort to help elect Donald Trump. They offer that dirt. There is an acceptance of that offer in writing from the president's son, Don Jr. And there's overt acts in furtherance of that. That is the meeting at Trump Tower and all the lies to cover up that meeting at Trump Tower, and apparently lies that the president participated in. That, to me, is direct evidence. But there's also abundant circumstantial evidence.
A refrain we heard for nigh on 4 years. Russia, Russia, Russia. Incontrovertible evidence from a man who, and this is a hard thing to do, is perhaps the most mendacious, the largest liar in Washington, D.C., a man called Adam Schiff. Let's talk to a man who is the opposite of Adam Schiff. He is a truth teller, also formerly chair of the august House Intelligence Committee, representing the 22nd Congressional District of California. We welcome a true freedom fighter, Congressman Devin Nunes. Welcome to America First One-on-One.
Well, Seabass, it's great to be with you. I'm honored, and I'm not sure that you should use the term august body for anything in Washington, no less Congress, and especially the House Intelligence Committee that, as you know, has turned into a complete scam show of impeachment and other circus acts.
I will caveat that and say it depends who's running it. When you were in charge, it was an august body. When that guy, that clown, took over and was tweeting out classified information from closed-door sessions in the break, it became something very, very different. Great to have you on the show. Only guest on America First who gets to call me Seabass, but that's because he is Devin Nunes. Congressman Nunes, I didn't want to spoil your day. I just wanted to tee that cut up to ask you a question that I have to give full credit. I lived in Hungary after the fall of communism, the land of my parents' birth. And there was an issue there in the 1990s. Nobody, not one person, paid the price for the crimes of the prior regime. There was no truth and reconciliation, no truth committees. And one day, a very bright philosopher wrote a big article, changed the Overton window. And the title of the article, Congressman, was, "Is Our Nation Becoming a Land of No Consequences?" I look at America in the last 5 years. I look at the lies of Schiff, the accusations of Brennan, of Comey, of McCabe, of Stroke, of Lisa Page, and I see one lowly lawyer at the FBI get a slap on the wrist, and I have to ask you, as a person who's done the most to get the true story out, is America becoming a land of no consequences, Congressman?
Well, I still have hope, and you have to have hope in this line of work. I get up every day. I live in California. I'm coming to you from California, where we got fires burning all over the place, and you got politicians running around screaming global warming as my constituents and my family are engulfed in smoke, just ash and smoke that are coming out of the Sierra Nevada mountain range. So, you know, you got to get up every day. We're in the trenches here, and you got to have hope that things are going to get better. But to your point, things have gotten progressively worse. And this is something I've been thinking about a lot recently. If you go back to, back in 2015 and 16, this started, the Russia hoax started as basically a political dirty trick. Then sometime in 2016, they moved this to, well, we're going to actually forget about looking into Trump's business dealings. We're actually going to move this over to he's working with Putin. Clearly, that was done as a campaign spin. They were worried about whether or not Clinton was going to be indicted or not. Clearly, Comey let all of them off in an unprecedented scam after right after the July 4th. I think it was like July 5th of 2016. She was allowed to let go and scot-free. Well, it's at that time, I think they knew that those emails were out there. Those emails are probably somewhere still out there now, the so-called server that was destroyed. And, you know, I'll just skip the rest of 16 and 17 and 18 and 19 and 20. And where are we today? We're to the point where you now have gone from political dirty tricks to the Attorney General of the United States going out and saying that he's going to sic the FBI out on parents that show up to school board meetings to address issues that this Democratic Republic was founded on, that which is local government and your ability to go to your local government to plead your case. You now have the Attorney General in an unprecedented act to say that, you know, to essentially use the FBI to go out and target these parents, essentially a warning shot across the bow. So it happens. It's a very slippery slope, and I think nobody's more attuned to it than you, Seabass, because your family grew up in it. But I think what we're dealing with now is something that looks very much like a totalitarian state where you can't trust the justice system, you can't trust the intelligence services, you can't trust the military or the people in the military. It's got some very eerie signs of a socialist, communist, totalitarian regime.
Well, you wrote the book Countdown to Socialism, talking about our inexorable move towards it here in the United States. So 5 years ago, it was General Flynn, my former White House colleague, who was targeted by the FBI. Now it's mothers at school board meetings. We have so right. much to discuss in this hour. So they've gone from a three-star general to mothers. Let me ask you, where does this end? What is the likely scenario? Does it become socialism after the last year and a half with COVID and people, you know, genuflecting at the altar of fear that Fauci created? Are we going to comply? You are the antithesis of the career politician. You're a farmer. You're a citizen politician. From that vantage point, what is your expectation? Where does this end up, Congressman Nunes?
Well, if you look at what's happened throughout COVID, the socialist states, so-called blue states, have become more and more socialist, bordering on totalitarianism type of tactics that they're using, especially here in California, where now you just had the governor come out after he narrowly escaped after spending $250 million to defend himself. Outside of that money coming in the last month, he likely would have been recalled. Well, now he's still here. Newsom is here. And first thing he does is he says, well, we're going to go out and we're going to mandate that all your kids get these shots. And we expect more draconian measures to come in the future. So I think you're going to see more conservatives, Republicans, independents who want to live in freedom are going to leave places like California. I mean, every single day you can't get a U-Haul truck here in California without paying an exorbitant price because you have to pay to bring it back from states like Idaho, Tennessee, Texas, et cetera. So people are voting with their feet. They're moving with their feet. They're setting up a very dangerous situation here where we have a series of blue socialist states and red free states. And at the same time, we've got the challenge of it's not just the content everywhere I go. And it's what I wrote in my book, Countdown to Socialism. I wrote it before the last election in 2020, but now, sadly, it's more relevant than what it was then. It was kind of a warning then. I think it's good to go back and look at it now so you know what's happening, because I wrote this before the Hunter Biden laptop from hell story was purged from the internet. I wrote it before Parler was nuked from the internet by Bezos and these tech tyrant oligarchs. So all this has happened. It's almost like I predicted it to happen, which sadly, I wasn't trying to predict it. I was trying to stave it off. So I think where we go from here is it still gets down to kind of that, how do you reach the middle? How do you reach the family that just want to take their kid to soccer practice,
yeah.
That just want to go to a high school football game, that they're not going to listen to your show. They're not going to listen to, they're not going to watch Fox News or Newsmax or OAN. They don't want to be in politics. But sadly, what's happening to them is they're being poisoned by this propaganda machine. 95% of the content that is developed are developed by essentially people that are left-wing, hard left-wing, or working for people that are left-wing. And it's propaganda. It's no different than the Chinese Communist Party propaganda, no different than Putin's propaganda, no different than what you saw in the old Soviet Union and their satellite states like your former home country in Eastern Europe. So, but now we're in a more dangerous time where social media is really determining what people receive on their handheld devices or iPads or desktops.
Right.
And that's what's scary. That's where it comes to 99.9% of the information that's getting out to the soccer mom or that person I just described is absolute poison. I mean, you would think that, you know, Republicans are running around with horns on and that, you know, Joe Biden is a fit 35-year-old professional athlete.
Yeah, let's talk about exactly that issue. That is exactly what I wanted to discuss next. More from Congressman Nunes after this break. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans across the country from their daily pain, me included. My low back pain issue is history after almost a decade of being plagued by it. But it's not just me. It's people like Leah from Ohio. This is her story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief to only get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That should be you. That could be you. Find out today. Order Relief Factor by calling 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to be the next success story. What are you waiting for? Do it today. ReliefFactor.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Welcome back to a very special one-on-one with Congressman Devin Nunes. So, before you came on air, Congressman Nunes, we were getting clear what to put in your chyron, what social media you're on, and you said, I'm not using Twitter. I'm on Parler. I'm on Rumble like we are here. So let's focus for a few moments on this question. Social media used to be a fun thing, right? This is where, find my old high school buddies, or I post pictures of my dogs. After the last election, after the likes of Zuckerberg drop almost $500 million into privatizing the running of elections across America, when you see, you mentioned Hunter Biden, when Twitter censors the oldest newspaper in America, founded by Alexander Hamilton, that has the goods on the Hunter Biden laptop, and you're not allowed to resend that story, it is just deep-sixed in an Orwellian way until the election is won. Talk to us about your personal decisions with regards to social media. And in the panoply of threats internally to the Republic, where does social media rank in terms of, you know, the countdown to socialism, the title of your book?
So I made the decision early on. It's a great question. Back in early 2016, I have my own podcast. I largely started that podcast because I wanted to I knew I was being attacked daily by the fake news, not just one story. It was in some days I'd get upwards of 100 fake news stories that would be out there in the realm. And, you know, there were a few good investigative reporters, you know, I would go on a few of the Fox or something like that. You had investigative reporter Lee Smith, who you know well.
Yes.
There's a few people that were trying to get to the truth of this, but I was just being inundated by fake news stories that were being generated by political operatives, story after story after story. So I actually started a podcast because I needed to be able to reach my constituents. my supporters around the country and around the globe so that they knew my side of the story. So I was just bringing factual information. So that started, you know, in that after 18 is when I started it, actually the end of 18, because I realized I was just getting, you know, beat to hell and nobody could hear my side of the story. So that continued to grow. And finally, I decided to go, like you have, from audio to in addition to audio podcast to a video podcast at the same time. So I put it on YouTube and I didn't think anything of it. I think when I started, I had 7,000 or 8,000 followers that I had built up over 4 years. And I started posting my podcast to make it a video cast on YouTube. After a few months, I realized that I was being censored, that nobody, you could go onto Google or YouTube and type in Devin Nunes podcast, which, by the way, creatively, Seabass, my podcast is named Devin Nunes podcast. And I decided to go in and I started Googling it and I started going to YouTube, and guess what? I couldn't find it. So then I decided, hey, I needed to look around for another platform just to post my video. That was it, because I wanted to be able to email it out. I've got hundreds of thousands of people that have joined my team, and I just wanted a place, put it on YouTube and send it out. And what oddly was happening is when I would put it on YouTube, email it out, I actually went down in views. So over the 2 or 3 month time, I was actually going down in views. I was getting just a few hundred, which, you know, look, I have a big family. I would think at least my family would click on the email and, you know, and watch it. So then something interesting happened. I contacted Rumble. I'd already made the decision. Twitter had already been shadow banning me. I had moved to Parler. Parler, I was growing exponentially with several, you know, quickly I got up to nearly a million followers on Parler, even though I'd been on Twitter for 10 years since Twitter started, where I had a million followers. In just a few months, Parler equaled the number of followers I had on Twitter. So I just quit using Twitter. Then I went to, and then I found, I got a hold of this Rumble company because I just wanted a place where I could host my videos. And then something really interesting and really telling happened. And I went from, so remember, I had less than 10,000 followers on YouTube after 4 years. In 3 weeks, I had 30,000 followers on Rumble. In 3.5 months, I had 350,000 followers. And now today, just a little over a year, with my two accounts, I have over 800,000 followers.
Wow.
Now, that is saying something for a site that a year ago nobody had ever even heard of. And I would venture to guess that even today, the mass, you know, kind of those that independent soccer mom or somebody out there, they've never heard of Rumble either. So now what's happened is I think that all conservatives have now realized, all great podcasters, they're all on Rumble now because they know that they were being censored. What I kind of just stumbled into, I'm sure that all of us, every conservative was being censored on YouTube. And so now all of us basically in the country are on Rumble. Matter of fact, I don't think I know a conservative that's not on Rumble.
Yeah, I have to say that makes me feel much better, and I think my colleague as well, who managed our YouTube accounts, that we were terminated twice. My personal account and also the show account was terminated because I had a guest who questioned the results of the last election. So let's jump to that issue. Yeah. So not just social media and the shadow banning and the cancellations. Your concerns with regards to Facebook, what we now know about Zuckerberg, the last election, what we know about the censorship of Hunter Biden, it's more than just censoring individuals. It is an onslaught, is it not? A centralized propaganda onslaught effected out of Palo Alto.
Yes, and so you've got a couple different issues there. As it relates to the election integrity, election fraud, I think one of the mistakes that a lot of us have not focused on, including former President Trump, is that, and you talked about it just a little bit ago, how can one guy get away with spending at least $350 million, possibly more, I like the way you termed it, of privatizing, creating your own so-called nonprofit army to go out there into 10 states, essentially 15 counties, that all happen to be in the swing counties. I mean, this is major electioneering. This is the fraud that's right in front of our nose, and that ought to be what every Republican is out there saying. You know, Zuckerberg, why did you spend this money? Where did it go? That's where the investigations need to be. In addition to, I'm not faulting you know, the states, we should do independent audits. We should have all the laws that are passing in red states now for vote, having to have an ID. I agree with all of that. That work needs to be done. But at the big level, at the federal level, we ought to be saying, this is wrong. You cannot have these tech oligarchs that are out there. There's really very few of them. You've got Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Google. That's it. And, yep. And you know, I guess Twitter is not, you know, he's not as wealthy as the other guys, but he's still a billionaire. But those, all those companies essentially control every aspect of our lives. And if they want, they can essentially glean and spy and grab every piece of data. And in fact, they are doing it. They have all that. You're starting to see those stories leak out. The only other company that's out there that's doing the same thing is TikTok, which is actually a Chi-Com company.
Chinese.
So the Chinese communists run that. So, yeah. And I don't see a lot of difference between what Facebook and Twitter and these guys are doing versus the Chinese Communist Party,
right.
The way they're treating conservatives and Republicans in this country. They're grabbing all of our data. They're censoring what we see. How is that any different than what the Chinese Communist Party does by banning certain types of information that flows to their citizens? There is no difference.
No, there is no difference. And the fact that it's happening blatantly in a free country or quasi-free country is even more disturbing. When you've only got one political party and you've got gulags and you've got labor camps, it's a little bit easier, but it's happening right here. Stay with us for so much more. One-on-one with Congressman Devin Nunes. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
The most awesome pipes in talk radio, Sebastian Gorka.
And we're back one-on-one with Congressman Devin Nunes. If you like this show, if you enjoy what we do here, please support those who make it possible, including people like the great Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets soft, never loses shape, never gets hot. 51 million sold. President Trump loves them. I use them. The whole team does. Use my name and get up to 66% off. That's MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. For those massive discounts, the promo code is Gorka. That's MyPillow.com. 800-829-8468. More than 100 amazing products. Use the promo code GORKA. I have such a long list. I've scribbled down here the things I want to talk to Devin about, and I'm just going to get personal because you kind of brought it up. You talked about the attack pieces, 100 in a day, which is a metric. Now, I thought I was a pretty cynical guy. My parents were kids under Nazi occupation. As adults, they were persecuted. My father was arrested, tortured, and imprisoned by the communist regime in Hungary. So I thought, D.C., I'm ready for that. I was wrong. When I went to the White House to serve as deputy to the president, I was ready for personal attacks on me. I got that. You know, the 52 hit pieces by one journalist alone in 6 months. But when they started attacking my wife, and when they started attacking my 18-year-old high school-age son, in articles where he was described in the title as a traitor, I wasn't ready. I didn't think it was that bad. I don't want you to get too personal here, but I'd love you to give a glimpse to our millions of listeners across the country of the toll on you and your family, what the left tried to do to you, what they are still trying to do to you, and what your response was to those libelous, scandalous smear campaigns.
Yeah, I think this is a message of hope and how you can fight back. So, you know, clearly what they did to my wife, what they did to my children, what they did to all of my extended family, including at the time my 98-year-old grandmother, who just lives lived just a short distance away from her. Unfortunately, she passed away at the ripe old age of 101 and a half.
Wow.
Just a few months ago. But, you know, stalking her, stalking everybody in my family, anybody that I had ever done business with. And now you see, it's kind of ironic that you see now the left is starting to eat their own, or they're attacking senators, Democratic senators, on their boats and in bathroom stalls.
Yeah.
These are the types of tactics that should not be tolerated in the United States of America, but have been normalized over the last 5 years. You could even make an argument that this dates back. Probably the start of it was the whole Code Pink movement. Mm-hmm. Soros and a lot of these billionaires that funded this, they continue to go in and fund races for district attorneys, letting out criminals. That's one of the problems we have here in California. But I would say this, that, you know, there were a lot of dark days. And look, there's not a day that it goes by that I don't get attacked. There's actually probably not a minute or two that go by that I'm not attacked on some of the social media sites. But still, any given day, I'm getting hit pieces that, you know, now I'm down from, you know, probably what averaged 15 to 30 a day for the better part of 4.5 years. I'm probably down to 2, 3, 4, or 5 of them. But the irony is that now a lot of the attacks are a little different, and they're actually now going after the fact that I'm fighting back. They're doing fake hit pieces on the fact that I'm fighting back. So how am I fighting back? I'm bringing defamation and conspiracy cases against these fake news outlets, and I'm winning. You don't read that. If you were to Google it right now, you'd see all kinds of crap out there. But the fact of the matter is that just in the last few months, two of the most critical decisions have been made. I'm successfully suing the Washington Post in Washington, D.C., and that case is moving on to discovery. The Eighth Circuit really granted a landmark appeal. I'm suing another company fake news company and journalist in the Midwest. The Eighth Circuit gave a landmark appeal on that. So we're winning. And the funny part is these fake news outlets continue to produce fake news. And so I will continue, and I've said this to them, and it's as if they don't believe me. If you slander me or defame me, which is illegal in this country, you will get your day in court with me. So I have a case now active in Texas. We're very hopeful on that case. So the fact of the matter is now they've turned away from all the fake news that they created over the last 5 years, essentially equating, and they still imply it sometimes, that, you know, I'm somehow connected to Vladimir Putin, because when they can't blame global warming, or they can't blame the white racism, they revert back to Russia. And of course, that always involves me and President Trump, which is ridiculous. But we are winning these cases. I believe that this is going to be the key how to fix a lot of this in America. You've got the social media component, which is a problem. But at the same time, these media companies that are mostly owned by billionaire activists that are out there as a propaganda arm of the Democratic Party, this is not okay.
Stay with us here, one-on-one with Congressman Nunes after these messages. Do you miss President Trump? I know I do. And now I'm coming to you with a very special offer from my team that you do not want to miss from President Trump. Now is your chance to enter to win one of 6 signed photographs of the president, which were hand-signed by President Trump and soon could be hanging up in your house. When President Trump signed these photographs, he wanted to make sure all of his supporters had the chance to receive one. And now is your chance. All you have to do is text FHOTO, photo, to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photograph of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump, hand-signed by President Trump himself, by texting PHOTO to 55404 right now. You will get exclusive double entry activated by my team for a limited time. Again, text photo to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photograph. You don't want to miss this. A contest ends soon. paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
Welcome back to One on One with our very special guest, Devin Nunes. What made you famous is your stand, that historic press conference you gave when you said there is no there is no Russia collusion, but there are very serious things such as the unmasking, the illegal unmasking of American citizens. Let's talk about the concrete cases. I, for one, I don't think I'm personally affected in this instance, although I know the FBI did surveil us in the White House. I think the biggest story that hasn't been adequately understood or discussed is the unmasking part of the corruption. Yeah. That we're talking about hundreds of Americans who were politically targeted and their identities revealed, or they were surveilled on spurious arguments. Am I right in saying that's still a big story that has to be understood by the American people, and you think at some point it will be?
Well, I hope so. I mean, you're starting to see it now more with these investigations that are occurring with the FISA court, because that's where some of this occurred.
Yeah.
But let's go back in time a little bit. So you essentially add, I knew there was no there with the Russia issue, because I was the one in 2016 that was criticizing the Obama administration publicly, saying it was the largest intelligence failure since 9/11, the failure to understand Putin's plans and intentions, because Putin was essentially having his way with the Obama administration going into Crimea, Libya, Syria, whole nother issue. So fast forward, and at the end, the only people who hadn't seen the P-tape dossier and the Steele dossier was you and I and the Republicans, basically. Everybody else had seen it, and it was an absolute joke once you did see it. There was no way anybody could take this seriously. So you had that going on, where I was out there consistently saying, look, I'll gladly investigate this, but I don't have any evidence. How is it that I'm on the Gang of Eight? I've been around. I've been very involved in watching what Putin's actions are. And I have zero evidence whatsoever other than tweets and public press releases from the Clinton campaign. And then this at the time, that bogus ICA that came out in early 2017, I was just simply going out there and saying, look, I don't see any evidence of this. I don't see any evidence of it, but we'll gladly investigate it. Which we did, and we found nothing, but we found lots of malfeasance.
Right.
So that's one investigation. But you're bringing up another issue, and you may remember the way that we got into this was because we had massive leaks. When the Flynn transcript leaked, call, that was unprecedented. Every FBI agent in America should have been out looking for who
clear here. So the enormity of that is, we're talking about a U.S. intelligence service intercept of a communication between a U.S. citizen and a Russian national, the transcript of which, classified, was leaked.
And so you had this. So that was a major leak that every FBI agent, and I just couldn't believe it. From the very beginning, I was saying, look, there's no Russia stuff here, but what the hell is going on with this leak? How is this even possible? And why aren't people talking about this? This was a major scandal my whole time that I had been on prior to anything that would leak out from supposed intelligence intercept would be a massive scandal at the highest level. And every FBI agent should be out trying to hunt down the person who was leaking this information. Then you may remember, you fast forward just a few weeks, then we had the leak of a transcript between the president of the United States and the prime minister of Australia, then with the president of Mexico. And all of a sudden, what in the hell is going on here? What the hell is going on? So we had seen this a little bit before during the Iran nuclear deal, a few leaks like this that we believed were unmasking. So that was a separate investigation that was ongoing. And clearly, there were major crimes that were committed there, which is why at the time, people get these two issues conflated between the Russia hoax investigation and the unmasking. And in fact, they're basically two very separate things. And yes. I said so at the time in the press conference very clearly, because all the fake news media, that was at a time I was still talking to them. And I thought I was doing the right thing by briefing everyone, being transparent, doing the things that I think the American people in a normal world without a propaganda media that just go out and defame and attack. If you had a real media, you would want to be out there and be transparent with them like I was doing. And the questions came, you're leaking information to the White House. You're subterfuging the Russian investigation. I said, no. none of these unmaskings have one damn thing to do about Russia. And in fact, that still is the case. The unmaskings that we then were able to prove, several hundred of them done by Obama-era officials. At first, we looked at during the Trump transition officials. Those all happened. They all occurred. They were all unmasked. And then pieces of those, I believe, were illegally leaked. But look, as we found out with Flynn, which was a little bit a different issue, as we later found out, because we don't believe that there was an actual unmasking there. That was just pure straight corruption of somebody, whoever was listening to that, went out and gave it to someone. That's, it's a different crime in and of itself. But look, it's hard to track down who conducted these leaks. But the fact that they were using the intelligence apparatus, using this technique of unmasking to then get dirt on your political opponents, it happened. At one time there was an investigation. I don't know if some of that's been handed off to Durham or not. I would have no way to know that. But it was a major scandal in our nation's history that we still haven't gotten to the bottom of.
Yeah, we have to discuss that. Have recent events, has the Sussman indictment given you hope that there will be some justice in terms of the Russia hoax?
Yeah, and look, and I remain hopeful. It's, as I said earlier, like, you can't be in this job, live in California, and have your whole family and anybody around you be attacked relentlessly. I have to have hope. I have to get up every day and think that we're going to ultimately reach that soccer mom, that independent, the guy out there working in the field, the guy driving a truck. The normal people that make this country go have to at some point realize things like, wait a second here. Everybody's a white supremacist, targeting my a local parent because they go in and complain about something, mandating all sorts of vaccinations, even for people that have already been vaccinated or have already had the virus, to blaming global warming for anything under the sun. All of these issues, I think, overwhelmingly, we'll be able to reach the population, but first it's going to take people going to Rumble, going to Parler, so right. That you can't win wars, especially political wars, wars of ideas, if you have one side that can't communicate with each other. And that's really our problem here. Even amongst conservatives and Republicans, we don't have a platform that we can all can converse on. Parler is up. It's back going. It's not nearly where it was with nearly 20 million of us on there. But I encourage, look, we all got to get to these platforms, these free speech platforms, so that we can open back up that channel, that pipeline of communication. And then from that point forward, once we have all the facts, have all the information, we can invite others to get on those platforms and join us so that they have ways to listen to your podcast, your video podcast, my podcast. That's going to be the solution. And we've got essentially about a year from now to get it done. 13 months. We got to reach those independent voters.
Yeah.
So they realize the danger of socialism and communism to the United States of America.
That great American patriot, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get great discounts on all of his MyPillow products right now if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels, and so much more, including the amazing sheepskin line slippers with the MyPillow foam. Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on his Giza Dream Sheets of finest Egyptian cotton. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Enter promo code GORKA or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, promo code GORKA.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back to me, Sebastian Gorka, and Congressman Devin Nunes. Have you identified, is there something about your background, a factor in your upbringing, your immigrant history with your family that makes you the fighter that you are? So I'm curious, have you kind of zeroed in on that? Yeah. And secondly, what is your message to those who, after November, feel dejected, demoralized, and feel like giving up on America?
Well, let me take that last question first. We've kind of already talked about it. The left wants you to do that. The left wants you to focus on this stuff. So stop it. Don't take the bait of attacking, you know, former presidential candidates of the Republican Party. That's a waste of time. If you're in one of those states where you can have real reform to election law, then do it. And on the second hand, what you ought to be doing is calling out these oligarchs that are continuing, whether it's Bezos, who destroyed Parler for a while and cut off their communications, whether it's Facebook and what they continue to do, whether it's Facebook and Zuckerberg, who put, you know, nearly some, you know, we still have an unaccounted $500 million. Yeah. That is worth your time. But the main thing is if you want to, what's the old saying that Ronald Reagan used to say? If you want to be depressed, go outside and lie down. If not, stay in the fight and be here to help us win. And now today you see the hypocrisy of these fools, whether it's Newsom or Kamala Harris or Biden or even Obama. They come, you know, they'll fly in here, they'll parachute into the San Joaquin Valley and they'll say, oh, my God, yeah, there's a drought. No, there's not a drought, you morons. It's because you're not using the system that was built to withstand 5 years of drought. Instead, you're dumping water out to the Pacific Ocean. And then they say, oh, my God, fire, smoke. Look at this. It's global warming. I mean, what a better Hollywood production than to have fires and smoke burning around you. I mean, I can't even breathe when I go outside right here now because there's so much soot and ash falling all over. And they say global warming. So these are dangerous people. They're cult. They're a cult. They're hypocrites. And you ask me, how did I get involved in this? It's because I was radicalized by these people because they the ability of my family, my neighbors, to make a living. And so every day I get up and I'll continue to fight these bastards and I'll point out their hypocrisy. Look, you got me kind of ticked off now, Seabass, but that's the background.
Look, it's a beautiful, I'm so glad I asked the question. I mean, it's a beautiful imagery because you said, you know, you were ticked off. You became pissed at seeing the crops, the work of your family's hands burn up because of stupid, ideologically driven mismanagement. And right now, for us as a nation, not just the 22nd district, you're fighting to stop not the crops burning up, but the foundational principles of this nation. So I'm glad I asked the question. You've still got that fire in your belly. If you were here in the studio with me right now, I'd reach across the desk and I'd shake your hand because we need many, many Devin Nunes's in America, but you are an inspiration. Listen to this man's podcast, support him if you're in his district, follow him, and just be a bit more like him. God bless you, Congressman Devin Nunes. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And as ever, stay frosty.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.